fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Now, we're talking about fake numbers. Have you ever had to give one out? Would love to hear about your experience. Our number 131216. We're talking about this because earlier this week, Twitter user Latrell Phillips said he was frustrated about the number of stories from women talking about giving numbers to guys that they weren't interested in to begin with, and followed it up with a tweet that has sparked a lot of outrage and a lot of comment online. It said, "Give a fake number. Stop giving people your line if you're not interested in them. Doesn't make sense." And accordingly, Twitter erupted and a lot of women got around this. People responding things like, "Guys will call that number standing in front of you." Mm. One woman said that a guy blocked her path to like leave whilst he checked that number. Another woman asked, "What am I supposed to do? Refusing can lead to them getting angry or worse. You don't know how dangerous men are." That sounds like it's spoken from a woman who's had a bad experience.
Yeah, it does.
Another woman got over 3,000 retweets when she tweeted, "Ladies, retweet these posts if you've ever had a man make you feel unsafe while he checked to make sure the number was real."
That's gross.
And as someone who has had this experience, I was in Turkey at customs. So literally like immigration, as I was entering the country, I had to hand over my passport and my visa.
Yeah.
And it was an online visa. So I'd taken a screenshot of on my phone because I didn't have access to a printer. So I handed my phone over to the customs official, young guy, and he was fiddling with my phone. I said, "Oh, I screenshot it for you. It's just there. Did my phone lock?" He goes, "No, I'm just calling my phone." And he proceeded to show me him pressing on my phone, his number, entering his number, Turkish number. Then he showed me his phone ring and he went, "Oh, yeah, I'll just save your number." He had my passport. He had all my information. So he saved me as Aussie Jess or something like that, Australian Jess.
What?
And in that moment, you know, standing customs is already frightening enough as it is, even when you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And this guy's just taken my number like that. So
that's like a violation of your rights. Is that a thing? I don't
absolutely
know. You can't do that.
It made me feel so unsafe. And that wasn't even him asking for my number. That was him getting my number. These women I completely sympathise with. And Latrell, the original guy who sparked this conversation, has now said, "Okay, that was really ignorant of me. I had no idea what I was saying. I've never experienced that."
Well, I don't know why guys still say, "Can I have your number?" That is so outdated. If you like someone, all you need to do is say, "Here, have my number." And then if they like you enough, they will call you.
Oh, Jess, you've hit the nail on the head there, Tommy. That is so true.
I'm about to pass you a screenshot of a business card I got made up that I used to hand out back in my single days. Do you want to read out what that says?
The business card said, "Hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but here's my number." That's Tommy's number, I can confirm. "So call me maybe," and then your details and your Facebook link.
And it says on the bottom right-hand corner, "Tommy Casher, guy you just met."
That is awesome.
Just
it's
a bit of
kitschy
fun.
And it'll make the girl, it almost empowers the woman.
Yeah,
she can make that call.
Yeah, if you want to call me, here you go. Here's my details. If not, cool.
I would love to live in a society where if a guy approached me, I could say, "No, I don't want to give you my number."
Yeah.
And it's funny that we sometimes fall into this trap, and I know my friends have done it. I've got a boyfriend, some of my single friends and some of my, you know, coupled friends.
Yeah.
And it's almost like this guy respects this imaginary boyfriend more than he respects you. "Oh, okay, well, you're someone else's property. I won't pursue this." But I've just said no and that doesn't mean anything to you.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. 13, 12, 16, would love to hear from you. Have you had an experience with fake numbers?
It's a heavy topic, but we'll lighten it up. We've got some double passes to the Gagari Football Netball Club Comedy Night to give away. Give us a call. Fake numbers, discuss. But we're talking about fake numbers now after Twitter exploded earlier in the week with a guy tweeting, "Girls, just give out a fake number. Don't drop people your line if you're not interested in them." Now, this is obviously someone who is a bit out of touch, has never experienced the confrontation that some guys, not all of them, some guys can give a girl once they ask for their number. Experiences were shared of girls whose paths were blocked whilst the guy called the number they'd just been given. And how do you think they'd react? You don't know how someone's going to react when they find out, "Oh, your phone's not ringing. Show me your phone. It's not ringing. You give me a fake number."
Yeah.
In this climate, you don't want to aggravate a stranger.
No, definitely not. And the way I said to avoid it was that I avoided it when I was single. You never ask someone for their number. You just give your number out. If I'm talking to you, Jess, and I go, oh, I really like the conversation. Here, have my number. If you like me, call me.
Absolutely. It puts the power back in the girl, will make them feel safe, and also makes you look like a good guy.
Yeah.
I didn't even remember until you've just shared that story. That's what my boyfriend did. And I originally went, oh, that's weird. He didn't ask for my number. But now reflecting back, you go, I was in control there and I could make that decision on my own terms.
Me and your boyfriend, both great guys.
Both great guys. In Benalla, Kate's had an experience with using a fake number. Kate, what happened?
Yeah, so I used to work at as a waitress at a pub. And I used to have guys ask for my number like all the time. So I used to just give them like the chef's number.
That's good plan. Was the chef complaining to you about all the calls he was getting?
Yeah. So like we had two chefs and one of them wasn't there that day. So I gave them his number and he comes back into work the next day and there's like this massive paragraph text that this guy sent saying how happy he was to meet me and all this. And he's just like, what the hell?
Kate, have you ever had the experience where you've given a guy your number and he's tried to call it straight in front of you?
Yeah, I did once, except my phone was dead, so...
Oh, so she got around it.
I got around it.
Kate, can I just ask, were you uncomfortable saying, no, I don't want to give it to you, so you resorted to the fake number?
Yeah, well, I mean, as a waitress, like, you got to try and please people anyway, so I didn't want to just be like, no, because, like, I didn't want them to feel uncomfortable, so... had to go with the fake number.
Well, that's the thing, and that's your place of work, and you've still got to walk around serving other people with them just sitting in the same restaurant, so you don't want to make anyone uncomfortable.
But even, Kate, I guess there's the other element of if they come back, you know, they know where you work. It seems like a catch-22, but if it's working for you, I guess we're going to hook you up with a double pass to the Gagari Football Netball Club Comedy Night. Just for getting involved, catch Tom Seger, Mickey D and Des Dowling on Saturday, April 29 at the Gagari Recreation Reserve. Tickets are available at the door. But Kate, you and a mate will be there.
Awesome, thank you.
Jess and Tommy, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.